When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
And the Boomer and Geo Friday football picks are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN. I know I had a 2-3 week. I really wanted the Giants to cover to have a 3-2 week. I'm not sure what you guys did. Oh, there we go.
Lost again.
Everybody big. Again with a losing week. We have not had one of us have a winning week in a very long time. But Boomer's been 2-3 with me, I think, for like four straight weeks. So he is still three games behind, but he's a full 10 games under 500. I'm 18-22. I am four games under 500. Jerry, 1-4. 1-4. And I believe 12 games under 500 at 13-27. 11. 11, 13-20.
Yeah, we had to make a correction.
An alert reader or listener, I'm sorry, sent to me and told me that I had one of Jerry's picks incorrect in week 7, and I did double check, and he's correct.
So I'm 14-26.
Yeah, 14-26.
There are a lot of people out there that are protecting Jerry or want us to back off of Jerry.
And answering the question, yes, there is someone with more free time than Al.
All right. So, yes.
Embrace the suck, Jerry.
A miserable season, but 14-26 for Jerry. So let's get it turned around this week, Jerry. Huh?
All right. Here we go. Game number one, the Miami Dolphins in Orchard Park to take on the Bills. The Bills minus 5.5.
Wow, that's a lot of points. Tua's back. The defense for the Dolphins isn't very good. But I think that because it's not in December, that Miami will come up here. They know that their season's on the line. I'll take the 5.5 points in the Dolphins and Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, I really want to take the Dolphins in this one.
Then don't.
No, I really do, I said. Oh. Yeah, I'm not going to. Okay. I'm actually going to. I can't. They've played so bad. And it's true. When they go up there in December, it's like 2 degrees. They get 2 yards. But I just think maybe late touchdown. You know, they'll have it at 3, and then late touchdown, Josh Allen makes it 10. Give me the Bills to cover this one. The Dolphins are having a miserable season.
I will take myself. I'm going to take the Bills because I know it's been warm. I don't know what it's going to be like on Sunday. To me, anything less than like 60 degrees for the Dolphins is never good for them. So let's see. If I go to Sunday, only 48 degrees in Buffalo. I will take the Bills minus the 5.5. All right, game number two. The Denver Broncos, who stake their claim on defense, taking on the Baltimore Ravens. You said 5.5 was a lot. The Ravens minus 8.5 in this game.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Denver Broncos and the 8.5 points on this game, due in large part to the Denver Broncos defense. They are third ranked in the league, and I know with Deontay Johnson now added to this offense for the Baltimore Ravens and them coming off of a loss, you know, this could be a tough game for the Broncos to overall win it. But I think the defense and the way that Bo Nix has been playing and the lack of pass defense for Baltimore will give Denver an opportunity to keep the game within the amount of points. So I'm going to take Denver and the points.
Yeah, I don't think you can go from an easier game to a harder game. You'd have to come close. Broncos at home to the Panthers last week. Now going on the road to play the Baltimore Ravens. This is going to be a shock to their system. Bo Nix has been playing great in that environment, man. He's been playing like a veteran when he's a rookie, but I think they're going to get crushed. I think they end up losing by 2 touchdowns. The Ravens off this loss are going to be pissed off losing to the freaking Browns. They're going to come out with their best stuff. Give me the Ravens to cover the big number. Could be moving day here, Jerry. Boomer and I are against each other the first two games.
I know, and unfortunately for me, it ain't moving nothing because I'm with you on both of them, so I'm not going to make up any ground. But you couldn't have said it better. Everything you just laid out there, I will take Baltimore minus the 8.5 as well. Game number three, the Cowboys in Atlanta against the Falcons. Atlanta minus 3.
All right, so we got Trayvon Diggs and Micah Parsons doing a podcast ranking their top 10 quarterbacks, and guess who's not in the top 10 in their eyes? Their own teammate. their own teammates not in the top 10.
I don't know if he was included in the whole thing.
Well, yeah, he's a quarterback in the NFL. How do you not put him as number one?
Because he's
your
teammate. I think they were looking at other quarterbacks.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think there's problems down there in Dallas. You know it. I know it. We all feel it. Kirk Cousins is rolling again. I'm taking Atlanta and laying the 3.
Yeah, I'm taking Atlanta, too. You get to this point in the season, you just have these feelings about these teams and where they're going. The same way I feel about Miami, I feel about Dallas. I just don't see them getting right, especially not on the road against a pretty decent football team. So I'll take the Falcons as well.
So you are in touch with your feelings.
Oh, indeed. Always.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially in regards to our picks.
No, without a doubt. You know me. I get feels about these things, man.
Yep.
And this is the feel around the Cowboys right now. Not a good one.
The only time they actually play well is on the road. So I will take the Cowboys plus the 3. I know that's a shock to you guys. I got Dallas. All right. Game number 4. Game of the week. Lions in Green Bay against the Packers at home. Green Bay getting 2.5.
All right, so Jordan Love is saying he's going to play. And Jordan Love's got a groin injury.
How close to the groin are the testicles?
They're right there, Jerry.
Yeah, I mean, you can get your...
And it all depends on if it's a cold day, they'll be a little bit closer than normal. Hmm. If it's a warm, hot day, then they're not going to be nearly as
connected,
close.
Like the shin and the foot?
You could have your ball sack on a hot day stick to your groin area.
Is one testicle
not
equal to 2 feet?
Sack, not if you have your ball sack under China's the underwear.
That is true, in the hammock.
Yeah. You know, what are we talking about now?
Testicles.
This game.
This summer game. Penis. Pull it together. Let's go.
I am going to lay the 2.5 points. I'm going to take the road favorite in this case. The Detroit Lions have been playing unbelievable offensive football. Now, I think their defense is subject, so this could be a very high-scoring game, maybe the highest-scoring game in the week during the week. So I'm going to take the Lions, and I'll lay the 2.5.
I'm going to take Green Bay at home. I think that the Lions are flying too high right now. I think there's games where they get humbled. I don't think they're going to get killed. I think this is going to be a close game, but a home dog in a matchup like this with the way that the Packers have been playing as well, the Lions have been playing better, but it's not like Green Bay is some slouch. I can't in a matchup like this take ignore the fact that there's a home dog here. So give me the Green Bay Packers.
I will take the Lions after what I saw Sunday. Was pretty remarkable. They didn't do much on offense, and they still scored 100 points.
That's tight.
I'm the number one defense in the NFL, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Although a lot of it was their defense. I'll take the Lions minus the 2.5. And then the Giants and Commanders in the game, well, in New Jersey. The Giants getting 3.5 points at home.
Daniel Jones usually plays good against the Washington Commanders. I'm taking Washington. they just can't score at home, man. Maybe they'll have a jet moment here and maybe they'll win the game. But I'm just taking Washington, just given the fact that whatever happens at home, it just doesn't happen well.
Yeah, this is one of those, another out of 2 out of the last 3 weeks, John Mara nightmare spot, where not only did he watch Saquon Barkley come back as a member of the Eagles and beat the piss out of his team, now you've got this team coming in who's all of a sudden turning it around with a young, energetic superstar at quarterback when he's got, you know, clunky dunky doofus as his quarterback for year 15 in a row.
Clunky dunky doofus.
That's right.
Clunky dunky doofus.
It's a little bit of a different scenario. These two teams, one on the way up,
clunky,
one on the way down.
Clunky doofus.
Commander! Give me the Commander.
This is my last time. I promise I'm never picking them again. Battle of field goals, Giants 15, Commanders 12. I think the way they played against them last time, the Bears last week gave that game away. They couldn't get in the end zone, and I think the Giants keep them out of the end zone. The Giants do what they love to do, kick field goals, and they'll win this game.
The quarterback.
And they're going to get after it just like they did the first time around,
yes,
too, and they match up well with Washington all the time. Plus the 3.5 field goal game. I win field goal game either way.
Okay. Listen, the logic is there. I just feel like they're going to be able to throw the ball this week, especially when you got Terry McLaurin being guarded by Deontay Banks, who quits half the time.
Banking a lot on Burns and Dexter Lawrence to get
after. Yeah, they
got to
get there. All right. The Boomer and Geo Friday football picks are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook, and the official sportsbook of WFAN.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.